When a man is willing to compromise his self-respect, his masculinity, his values, authenticity, and even his autonomy to a certain degree, he is simping. The sad thing is, most men do not realize they're simping when they're simping. And the reason they don't realize it is because simping has become so commonplace in our society. In fact, I would even argue that for the vast majority of relationships, simping is the baseline. It's where we start. It's the fundamental understanding that we have going into relationships. And I would argue that many women, maybe most women, expect a man to simp. Today, I'm going to talk to you guys a little bit about how simping is destroying your life, how it's destroying our culture, how it has created unrealistic expectations on relationships, and how this is basically a bad idea. This is Life 2.0. Let's talk about it. What's interesting is that in the beginning of a relationship, most men, especially when you're younger, you don't feel like you're simping. You're not in a simping state of mind. You feel like you're pretty much in control of the relationship. And in the initial phases, women are very responsive to a man being masculine, expressing some levels of leadership, some self-confidence, doing the whole protecting and providing thing. I mean, yeah, they really get off on that. That's what they're looking for. Think about it, going back for thousands of generations, women did not pick the nicest guy. They picked the most dominant guy. They picked the guy that was most likely to ensure their survival. So how is it we got to a place where that's no longer the case? Where women, initially in the dating phase, in the courtship phase, they're looking for a guy that has all those masculine characteristics. But as the relationship progresses, they want a man to be more compliant. They want a man to be a simp. So let me be clear. Being a simp isn't being nice. That's not what it is. So you can be kind and loving and sweet. You can be thoughtful. You can be accommodating to a woman and not be simping. Simping happens when a man is bending and pretzeling himself morally, ethically, at a fundamental level in order to accommodate a woman, to make himself worthy. That's what it really boils down to, is that he does not have enough self-confidence in his ability to attract and maintain a relationship with this woman, that he feels like he's got to do something above and beyond. He's going to have to deliver something that does not come naturally to him, that he needs to do something extraordinary. And in this effort, this extraordinary effort to attract this woman, he will wipe the slate clean on his entire personality and become whatever she needs him to be in that moment. This is simping. Plain and simple, this is simping. Because what's going to happen is she's going to tell him what she needs and what she wants, and he is going to be responsive to that. Initially, there may be some short-term gains. There might be some benefits associated with this on the short term. But the long term never works out well, because there's only so much time that a man can surrender his autonomy, his authenticity, his values, who he really is, until he either snaps or she eventually figures out that she no longer has a masculine man in her life, and she doesn't feel safe. She doesn't want to be around some simp. She doesn't want to be around a guy that agrees with her. She doesn't want to be around a man who's weak, because that's really what it is. Simping is just an expression of weakness. And we men need to learn how to identify it in ourselves and to understand how to prevent it. Just as a mental exercise, let's stop and think just for a moment what this is like from the woman's perspective. So imagine that you've got a woman who is doing anything and everything in her power to conform to whatever it is you want. I've actually had that happen to me once or twice in my life, where a woman that I was not super attracted to would do anything and everything she could to conform to my whatever it is I wanted. In some cases, it was very simple, just lust. You know, it was a young, you know, when I was a teenager. But in other place times, it's been when I've been older, when they're looking for someone to, you know, take care of them. And it's irritating. It really is. It's irritating. But just imagine just for a second that a woman is doing all the things that you think that you need in a relationship just to make you happy. And she is clearly violating a lot of her personal boundaries in order to accommodate you. Now, you might be thinking, this is great. This is wonderful. This is something that I absolutely enjoy. Why wouldn't I enjoy this? Well, what you might end up doing is you might end up taking advantage of the situation. You may end up becoming a tyrant. It's very easy. You can see when a certain amount of power is given to a person in a situation like this, where they would take advantage of that power and put that other person in a place of weakness or of submission. And I think this is what happens with women. Yeah, they think initially, this is great. Why wouldn't I like this? This is wonderful. In fact, I want all men to be like this to me. They should all be serving me in some way, shape, or form. But with women, with the problem that they have that they don't realize, especially, this is modern women, obviously, is that for tens of thousands of generations, women sought out men based on certain masculine characteristics, that they preferentially chose men with masculine characteristics because it helped ensure their survival. This is baked into their DNA, okay? This is who they are at the most fundamental and foundational level. They cannot change this. This is factory installed equipment. This is not aftermarket. Feminism is an aftermarket product. Feminism does not change the underlying function of the machine, the female machine. Feminism just changes the perspective and makes them have unrealistic expectations of what they should be getting from society and from men. Now, first generation feminism, equal rights, equal whatever, whatever. You know, I'm totally fine with that. But what we're dealing with now is not that. Just let's just be really clear. What we have now is not a movement, it's an ideology. And this ideology is more about domination than it is about equal rights. Women are dominating across the board in our society, and do not kid yourself. I know you guys, some of you get kind of offended when I say that sort of thing because you think that I am taking sides. No, I'm not taking sides. I'm just telling you that they are dominating our culture and our society, and they are setting the agenda for everything that happens in our world. And so the fact that the majority of men are simping to them is just a precursor for what's about to happen. You know, imagine a world where men are enslaved. I know, this is dystopian thinking, but really, how far away from that are we? How far away are we really? Think about it. Where men are just bending over backwards to do anything in their power to serve their women. I mean, and all of it comes down to this loss of masculinity. And when men lose their self-confidence because they've lost their masculinity, they become very pliable. They become very, very pliable. And women, in the short term, think they want this softness, this controllability of men. They want to be able to control them. They want them to be submissive to them. But the reality is they don't really want that. It makes them very unsettled when that happens, because now it puts them in a place where they are in charge, where they have control, where they have a lot of power. And quite honestly, they're not programmed to provide and protect. That's not in their DNA. That's not factory installed for them. That's feminism. That's aftermarket. They don't know what that's about. They don't like it. It doesn't feel right to them. It feels very foreign. And when they're placed in that position, well, it puts a lot of stress on them. So now you've got this stressful person who has been, you know, in a dominant position, and she is got high expectations of this man who has essentially become her simp. Well, you can see how quickly that turns into tyranny, how quickly that woman turns into a tyrant. And then when you layer that with all of the emotional and psychological, I hate to call them deficiencies, but problems that women just kind of come with. I mean, the neuroses, the anxiety, the fear-based, you know, responses, the emotionality of it. You can see how quickly this turns into a disaster in most relationships. Men simp at two different times in relationships. They either simp in the beginning because they think they need to do something as part of a process of seduction to get this woman to agree to touch them in all his favorite places. And then we simp in marriage where we, long-term relationships, where we become overly emotionally committed to the relationship. These are very related, and they seem like they're occurring at different times, but they have the same basic underlying problem. So when you're going into the relationship and you're thinking that you need to be something that you're not in order to win over this girl, this woman, it's because you're not confident. You don't have enough self-confidence to think that you can land her. Part of it is a scarcity mentality. You think, this may be my only chance to land a girl this hot, which is wrong. There's lots of hot girls in the world. You just have to keep your eyes open. And two, you're probably more than enough. You know, her insecurities and emotionality are making her much less confident about this relationship than you are. You're just projecting into it all of this craziness that you think you need to behave this way in order to win her over, when quite frankly, you probably can just be your normal masculine self. And the less attention you give her and the less you bend over to accommodate her, the more attracted she's going to be to you. Honest to God, that happens every single time. When men withhold their simping, they're always shocked at how women find them so much more attractive. And they just don't have that confidence to withhold it. They think that they need to give all this extra stuff to women in order for them to be attracted. And little do they know, once you go down that path, once you start becoming a simp, just so you know, women are very aware of simping. They're very aware of it. They know it when they see it. They recognize simps. They know who you are. They know who you are, and they love it. They manipulate you. They totally manipulate you. They get exactly what they want from you. Now, they'll give you some of what you want because they're going to keep you interested. But at the end of the day, they're pulling all your strings. And you don't even realize it. You think that you're the one who's playing the game, that you're the one who's tactically working this relationship in order to get what you want. And little do you know, she was giving that up anyway. That's cheap. That's cheap. She can give you all the sex you want. It doesn't really matter. What she's getting out of it is much, much greater. And so you need to just be aware that this simping thing is not a viable tactic for seducing women. It's not going to work. In fact, it's going to backfire, because as soon as you go down that path, she realizes that she's going to be in control of this relationship. But when you withhold the simping, when you start holding your masculine frame, when you decide that you're going to be focused on the things that are important to you in your life, and you're not going to compromise on your boundaries, and you're not going to compromise on your values, you're not going to compromise on your masculinity and your autonomy and your authenticity, and you're going to be who you are no matter what. She likes it or doesn't like it, doesn't matter. You're just going to be who you are. You're not going to bend to make her happy. You're not going to tell her that you really like whatever crazy music group she likes just to make her happy. No, don't do that. Be yourself. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Don't try to make something work. Don't try pounding square pegs into round holes. You're not going to succeed in the long run. Because here's what ends up happening. So let's say you play the simping game because your plan is short term. You got the short term strategy. You just want to get her to bed. Well, she gives you that right away, like within 2 or 3 days. You're like, wow, that was a lot easier than I thought. How did that happen? How did that happen? Little did you know that she was playing the same game. She was thinking, I'm going to give him sex so I can get what I want, you know? Now, the more you simp, the more she sees that she can control you, and the more she can get from you, and the more she can push you to do the things that she wants you to do. And inevitably, it's all about getting resources from you. That's at the end of the day what she's really after. And the ultimate resource from you is your commitment. Because once you give her your commitment, it's like giving her an ATM card with an endless balance. She can just keep going back to the machine and cashing out time and time and time again. She can quit her job. It's like winning the freaking lottery, man. It's like winning the lottery. She can quit her job. She can have that family she always wanted, because she knows you got you paying the bills. She got you doing all the things that she wants you to do. And all she has to do is play the supply and demand game with sex. Yeah, she can play the supply and demand game. She's got the supply, you got the demand. Who's in control here? Come on. We just watched the whole Strait of Hormuz thing go down. Supply and demand. You see how that works? Those Iranians are walking away with quite a good deal. I hear Greenland wants to get invaded next. Anyway, when she's controlling all the supply and you've got all the demand, it puts you in a very weak position. Puts you in a very weak position to negotiate. So what you end up doing is you end up doubling down on the simping. That's right. You double down on the simping. And the sad thing is we men think that we're in love. We think that we're in love with her. And so now we're emotionally committed to this. And we dramatize it in our own heads. The thing about men that we don't recognize in ourselves is that we have a lot of very strong emotions, but we are not socially permitted to express these emotions. Women are emoting all the time to everyone, you know, so they get it all out. You know, they get it all out. We repress these emotions, you know, that we hold them down inside. We stew on them. We think about them. We feel them. We embrace them. They end up killing us one day, you know, with a heart attack or a stroke or something like that. But we get this idea in our head that we're in love with them, you know, and that she's the best thing that ever happened. And now life revolves around her. And how can I have anything of some life if I don't have her in the middle of it? How does my life even exist without her? What am I without her? You can see how the drama just builds. And as I'm saying these words, a lot of you guys are going, oh shit, man, he sounds just like me. He knows exactly what I went through. Yeah, that's because we all go through it. We all have the same experience. Until one day you wake up and she's decided she's done. She's squeezed every last drop of resources she can get from you. You know, either that or she's just so fed up with you. You're not worth the squeeze to her anymore. The juice that you're given isn't worth the squeeze anymore. And she just tosses you aside like an old shoe. And then you either go down the path of emotional, you know, crisis where you're in complete breakdown and your whole life is collapsing around you. Or you pick up your stuff, you find a new life, and you do some reflecting, and you realize how you got yourself into this situation. And you realize that somewhere along the line, without even knowing it, you turned into a simp. You became this weak, effeminized version of a man that lacks the self-confidence to establish the leadership role in a relationship and maintain it. Now, I gotta tell you, I'm not throwing anyone under a bus, I'm throwing any shade here. It's hard to do, okay? Because modern women are very persistent in their idea that they should be in charge. And maintaining your boundaries in these circumstances is extremely difficult because they're persistent. They don't give up. They just keep coming at you. They keep coming. And you gotta say no over and over and over and over again. You know, it's like a child. You gotta keep telling them no. And if you don't, they will, as soon as you say yes, as soon as you break down, it's like the floodgates are broken, man. They come for you. So the key to having healthy relationships with women is you have to recognize them for what they really are and not for this idealized version of them. So they're fine to hang out with, and they can be tons and tons of fun. I mean, I'm just be honest with you. I really enjoy lots of women, and I get that special tingle. I hang out with some women, and I think, oh, wouldn't she be a lot of fun? But then you've got to rationally think through the next few steps. Like, what is actually going to, how does this really look in the real world? Is she going to move in with you? Like, what comes next? You know, now what? Yeah, you're thinking, oh, she'd be so cute walking around my house barefoot, making me pancakes in the morning. No, she won't be. You know, you'll be down there making pancakes in the morning. You'll be delivering to her bed. You know, you'll be serving her breakfast in bed. And she's going to be thinking, wow, this is the best deal I ever had. Yeah. Your kindness suddenly turns into your servitude very, very quickly. Very, very quickly. But don't become overly emotionally invested in a woman, especially early on in a relationship. And really, throughout the entire thing, you've got to recognize, you know, and I've talked about this so many times, that you cannot violate this one fundamental truth, no matter how hard you try, and that is you are alone in your head. She cannot get in there with you. She will not change that fact. Whatever pain you experience within yourself is only temporarily relieved by having a woman. It's only temporarily relieved. Like, whatever you're dealing with psychologically, emotionally, whatever from your trauma, from your childhood, whatever bullshit you've got going on inside you, she's not gonna fix it. She will not fix it. Yeah, she'll distract you from it for a while. It's like a bottle of booze, you know, or getting high. Yeah, she'll distract you, but she ain't fixing that. You've got to fix that. That's your thing. That's your problem. You got to deal with that. Don't think a woman's going to do it. So allowing her to suddenly take this place of value in your head and in your mind and in your heart, so great that she is more important than you. And you kick into your sacrificial man mode and you start thinking, I need to give everything to her. I need to sacrifice myself in order to make her happy and to secure her future. No, only do that. Only do that from an unconditional place. So that if she loves you, great, you'll do it. If she doesn't love you, great, you'll do it anyway. Ah, there you go. Now it's not such a big deal. Now it's like, wait a second, what do you mean if she doesn't love me? Yeah, if she doesn't love you, do you really love her? Really? This is a transactional thing now. This is, I'll only love you if you love me. Then do you really love her to begin with? Come on, man, get real. Get real. You don't love her. You love what she does for you. You love what she makes you feel. You love having her in your life. And that's all fine. It's all fine. But just know it for what it is. Don't fool yourself into believing that it's something that it's not. Don't get overly emotionally invested. That's my point here. Do not get overly emotionally invested. You enjoy her. You love having her in your life. You do not necessarily love her, who she really is. Because if you did, you wouldn't care whether she loved you or not. Let's get real. Get real. If she doesn't love you, I guarantee you, you're not going to be making her pancakes. Now, we can say we love you. We can say it. We can go along with it. But really what we're saying is, I love that you're here. I love that we're together. I love that we have sex. I love that we're raising a family. I love my life when I'm with you. But I am not really in love with you. That's what we need to get into our heads. Unless you are. And then that changes the game completely. That changes the game 100%. You see, the transactional nature of relationships is broken because, you know, the old idea that men trade resources and commitment, really, for companionship and sexual opportunity. So once that commitment is made in a permanent way, if we make that one big commitment, like marriage, you say, I do, you're married, and the law is going to hold you to that commitment, it's done. Like, you've pushed all your chips into the middle of the table. Like, you have nothing left to bargain with. Like, you're already in. You're all in on this thing. However, her end of the commitment, well, it's an ongoing thing. You know, it's a daily thing. She decides how much sexual opportunity you're going to get and how much enjoyable companionship you're going to get every single day. So the only way to make a relationship equal, to make this transaction fair, is that the commitment needs to be made every single day. It's not just one giant commitment for all time. It's like every morning I wake up, I make the decision, do I want to be with you or not? Based on the state of affairs in our lives right now. That's a fair deal. Then she can decide whether she wants to give you sexual opportunity, whether she wants to give you companionship, whether she wants to be a good and understanding person to be with. And then you give her the commitment. You give her the commitment. Yep, today I think we're good. I think we're right where we need to be. But the minute you decide one morning that this commitment is over, it's over, and you walk out. But the minute you decide that this exchange isn't working anymore, that the transaction is not working for you, you decide and you walk out. That's the only way that these relationships work. The power imbalance that occurs in modern relationships is by design their demise. I think that for the most part, it causes the vast majority, and I'm talking 85 to 90% of marriages, to either fail or to become untenable, to get to the place where neither party really wants to be in it anymore. She doesn't want to be in it, you don't want to be in it. It's just something that you're sticking with out of convenience because you got to pay bills, it's economies of scale, it's too much trouble to find somebody else. I mean, there's so many excuses just to stay in a bad marriage that, I mean, I've heard them all. It's the kids, it's that mortgage, you know, we got to take care of her parents, you know, we got so much debt, we've got, you know, our retirement plans. I mean, once you're in it, once you've got that commitment and you're 20, 30 years down the road, getting out of it is very, very difficult. The most important thing men can do in relationships is to be authentic, to maintain their boundaries, to follow a masculine path. Be the leader and do not surrender that leadership role under any circumstances. You maintain your boundaries to a fault. Like, you do not allow her to cross those boundaries. Remember, boundaries are walls, and walls keep certain behaviors out and certain behaviors in. Think of it that way. You know, it's not about her personally, it's about behaviors. So you're building walls around yourself and saying, I am not allowing certain behaviors to enter into my world. And if those behaviors cross that wall, I'm leaving. I'm out of here. I'm gone. I'm not going to put up with that behavior. So understand that it's up to you to maintain those walls. She's not going to do it. You can tell her about your boundaries, but she's not going to respect them unless you enforce them. And that means you need to kindly, politely, and firmly say no when it's appropriate. And do it consistently, every single time. When you do that, when you're consistent in your enforcement of your own boundaries, and you're providing a leadership role in a relationship, initially, she's going to be upset. She may not even like you. She may get really pissed off at you for a while. She may express some very negative consequences to you. But you know something? It'll be okay. She'll get over it. You know, so she's going to cry. That's okay. She's an adult. You know what happens? Adults need to learn to manage their emotions. I remember when my daughters were little, we would treat them, you know, they had to learn to manage their emotions. As they got older, you know, when they become toddlers and they throw tantrums, well, you just let them throw their tantrum. You know, it's like, just don't interfere. It's like, fine. Like, just fall on the floor and scream and cry, whatever. You know, it doesn't bother me. When you start reacting to it, when they see that they can control your behavior when they throw a tantrum, that's when you get more tantrums, you know? So when a woman starts throwing her tantrum and starts emoting to you and screaming and crying that you're not doing something that she wants or needs, just let her do it. Just let her scream and cry. It's fine. She'll get over it. And eventually what'll happen is she's going to come around to the fact that if she loves you, then she will comply. And when she starts complying and you break her of this idea that she needs to be in charge and controlling you, then she will give it up. I swear to God, she will give it up, and then you can be in control. And you won't have to fight with it all that much anymore. I mean, it'll come up from time to time, but you'll still be in control. You just have to maintain those boundaries and enforce them consistently and persistently. All right, you guys, that's all I got for you today. I certainly hope you've enjoyed this video. If you have, please like and subscribe. If you know a guy who is simping and maybe needs to understand what that word means and how it affects his life, please send this video to him. Till next time, remember, stay healthy, and if you can, stay single.